1 Samuel, chapter 31. And the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain on Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul, and upon his sons, and the Philistines smote Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's sons. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers came up with him, and he was much terrified by the archers. Then said Saul to his armor-bearer, "Draw thy sword, and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised come, and thrust me through, and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was much afraid. So Saul took the sword, and fell on it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on his sword, and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor-bearer, and all his men, that same day together. And when the men of Israel that were on this side of the valley, and they that were on this side of the Jordan, saw that the men of Israel fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass the next day that the Philistines came to strip the slain, and they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head, and stripped off his armour, and sent them into the land of the Philistines round about, to announce the glad tidings in the houses of their idols, and to the people. And they put his armour in the house of Asheroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard of what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and went all night, and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan, and came to Jabesh, and burned them there. And they took their bones, and buried them under the tamarisk at Jabesh, and fasted 7 days.